Evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile devices are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobiles for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligation under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in any vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item is ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next and the queue, and then solid green. Please don't press your microphone button again when it is lit up, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once all those in the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P to propose, S to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay, so have we any apologies?
It's Conor Mallon.
Conor Mallon, okay. Any declarations of interest? No? Okay, and then we'll just go through the action sheets arising from SPNR held on the 16th of October. So page 1, 2 and 3, and a proposer and seconder, or any matters arising. Yes, Declan? Thank you. Do you have a seconder?
Seconder.
Right. Councillor Riley, did you want to come in?
No.
Oh, okay, no problem, Henrik. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll move on to item 4, which is the mid-year assessments of Chief Executive and Corporate Services Directorate business plans. And is Marie going to take that? Oh, sorry, George. Members, the papers are here in front of you. We do this every year. We bring the mid-year assessment for all directorates, but SPNR looks at the Chief Executive and Corporate Services. I'm just going to leave it open for any questions that people might have.
Okay, do we have any questions coming in?
Nothing in the chamber, nothing online. Can I have a proposer and seconder? Oh, Councillor McAteer, are you looking to come in? No, you're okay. You're proposing, okay. Can we have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor O'Rourke. Okay, so item 5 on the agenda is the mid-year assessment for performance improvements.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, this is just the update on the 25-26 performance improvement plan. So it's a 6-monthly update covering the period 1st April to 30th September 2025. But I just would draw your attention to 2.2 of the report. So, you know, all of the information within this report still has to be validated. And in line with legislation, we then publish our year-end stats, which are all verified and validated at the 30th September. And audited by the auditor. So some of the information in the report may be subject to change, but it covers the 5 performance improvement objectives which were agreed before 1st of April. So I'm happy to take any questions on any of the objectives. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any questions in the chamber or online? Councillor Byrne. Councillor Byrne, you on yet, maybe?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's on page 11 of the report, around the energy consumption baseline, the carbon footprint on the council estate, and renewable energy generation. It states along these that we've no targets. I suppose my question to the officers is, should we have a target set against this? If we're talking about, especially on our 21 solar PV sites, we're hitting the baseline figure that we have at 150,000 kilowatts. But we have no target to achieve higher than that. And we all know that the more energy that we produce, the less reliant we are on the ratepayer. And we'll get into the rates process where we have this discussion year on year. I know the councillors in the chamber constantly raise it. But the fact that we're only hitting our baseline figure with no target attached to it, does that show any ambition for growing that? And I would like to see targets coming for that coming back on this going forward. So I don't know if I can get a response on that, Chair, today, but I definitely want to flag it up.
Yeah, Pete, I'm happy to come in. I think in relation to the performance improvement objective 4 for 25-26, the objective was all about setting a baseline. No, previously we didn't have a baseline, and now we have a baseline target. Now, that's something we factored in the 26-27. And it was just this week, actually, an email has went round the senior leadership team to confirm what our performance improvement targets and objectives will be for 26-27. But as far as I'm aware, in this financial year, it was all about setting the baseline, and then that's something we can look to push on in future years and future periods.
Excellent, thank you.
Hey, Councillor McAteer.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And I think it's on page 9. Really, I'm talking here about the dog fouling. 17 seems to be the magic number. Only 17 words. 17% of the targets met. Now, I note there that there's a reference to recruitment issues in or in the section. But I know it's an ongoing issue, only very recently, again, approached by people Warren Point, again, about no improvement at all in the state of footpaths, and there's no visibility at all of any action being taken. So, and the public, you know, are constantly demanding some sort of action that's and some, at least some sort of improvement in. And like 17 fixed penalty notices throughout the district, which is quite a big district, is dismal, really. You know, so we're really we hope that there's going to be something happening here. I'd like to hear that there is. I'm attributing it the note referring to the vacant posts. I'm hanging some hope in that. So is that, and then we move on to the planning on committee. Now, I do see reduction really in the time limit process patients, but there's been an increase certainly in the major ones in favourable terms, so it's been reduced. But the other one, and I know they're still working on, and hopefully those figures are maybe as Jared said, maybe out of date. Hopefully that there will be some improvement, but the public are still never off the phone to the like of myself. I'm sure all the members of the planning committee here present get the same as well. But we would, you know, but the current staff again try and continue to move in this sector because it's one of the very visible faces of the council and very measurable. Part of it reflects in the economy as well, well being actually. So can't let it go. So hopefully there'll be improvements there, Chair.
Yeah, and we actually discussed this in ERT on Monday night as well in committee, and I had raised that, yes, whilst the council are dealing with the major planning applications, that we need to start getting smart with the more simple ones, like roof conversions or sunrooms or whatever it might be, and try and get them out the door as well. I know personally that I had a good success with one of those this week, so hopefully, you know, that feedback has been taken on board as well. Councillor King? You're not coming in?
Sorry,
okay, no
here.
Problem.
Councillor Andrews? Sorry, just maybe a comment, Mike, just about the dog field.
Yes, I'm going to come back to it, Sinead. Okay. Sorry. I'm not sure there's anybody here from planning to answer your question.
I did speak to
Okay. Thank you.
So, Councillor Andrews,
thanks, Chair. I know I'm not a member of the committee, but in relation to Councillor McAteer's concerns about fouling, and we did raise that at our last S&E meeting in Newry, and one of the topics that we did raise the S&E was trying to secure more staff through the rates process to deal with the issues affecting the general race and also dog fouling as well. So
we'll pick that up in SFWJ, I suppose.
Well, yeah.
I'll go over to Sinead then to answer some of those questions raised.
Yes, thank you, Chair. And if I can first just go back to Councillor Byrne's point in relation to the carbon baseline reporting. So this is only a statutory obligation that's new to the Council, and there will be a report at the S&E committee next week outlining what our carbon baseline is. So that sets the baseline. The targets then going forward are going to be set through the Climate Action Plan that DERA currently have a consultation out on. So we're working towards the zero carbon 2050, and there are 2030 targets as well. So that's all going to be detailed at the S&E committee next week. So in terms of what we're working towards is reducing that baseline, and we'll also be part of the sustainability strategy and climate action plan, which is out for consultation too. So we welcome any feedback through that consultation process. In relation to the fixed penalty notices and those numbers and the vacant posts, so we are continuing through recruitment process. We have a live recruitment process at the moment for the education enforcement manager role, which is really key to ensuring that we have the staff in place and managing those staff to be able to target the areas and ensure that we're enforcing where necessary. And members will also be aware that we launched an online reporting tool that members can report dog fouling. And we're going to also be that data to help target going forward where the most problematic areas are. To say again, bear with us as we go through the recruitment processes, and hopefully by the year-end report we'll have a different picture.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just a brief question on page 9 to Sinead. The HGV sweepers, road street sweepers that were rolled out over a couple of months ago across the district. And I know you, Sinead, are getting feedback from other councillors as well, and the public, and especially around Cross Midland, we're not getting the same level of street cleanliness. And obviously, this is under Objective 3 in this Performance Improvement Plan. The small sweeper that was able to get into tight spaces, into residential areas, onto footpaths, there's actually been businesses that have come together a number of weeks ago in order to raise the public issue of the deterioration of the cleanliness of the streets in Cross Midland. From that change over to the HGVs. So I know it's been put on your radar, but what steps are being taken to try and address this issue?
Yes, through the Chair. So we're currently working on the cleansing schedules, the sweeping schedules across the district, looking at the areas that we have already identified to ensure we do have that equitable share of cleansing across the district. So work is commencing on that. So that will include all the main thoroughfares and also the residential areas that we have responsibility for too. In relation to the Cross Midland area, I can come back directly to the councillor in terms of the resource requirements there and the issues that were raised. I know we did have a vacancy in the area, so just I'll come back directly in relation to how that's being dealt with.
That's perfect. Thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Don't say anything. Did we have a proposer and seconder? Yeah. Proposed by Councillor O'Hare. And if we could have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor McAteer. Okay, no problem. So, Items 6 to 15 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So if we could have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Councillor O'Hare and Councillor Lewis, was it? Okay, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 6, the renewal of the Microsoft Enterprise Agreement. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Rice, it was agreed to approve the renewal of the Council's Microsoft Enterprise Agreement through a compliant procurement route. This represents the continuation of existing arrangements with all associated costs already included within budget. Item 7, the Health Cash Plan. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Riley, it was agreed to support the continuation of the Employee Health Cash Plan as outlined within the report. Item 8, lease arrangements for Delamont. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to defer this item to allow officers to bring back further information on the proposed lease. Item 9, accessibility proposal. On the proposal of Councillor Orla King, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, the following was agreed. Accessible be commissioned to develop guides for council venues and locations. The relevant year 1, 2 and 3 costs to be included in the rate setting process for 26-27, 27-28 and 28-29. Item 10, the Mini DigiHub project, Westbrook. On the proposal of Councillor Cahill King and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to commence procurement and appointment of a contractor to undertake the works as outlined within Section 2 of the officer's report. Item 11, the Recruitment Director, Corporate Services. On the proposal of Councillor Cahill King and seconded by Councillor Rice, the following was agreed. To approve the recruitment for Director, Corporate Services, confirm the recommendations as contained within 2.1 of the officer's report. Nominations to the selection panel will be appointed in due course in consultation with party leaders. And for noting, item 12, exempt Newry City Centre regeneration minutes of the 5th of September 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Rice and seconded by Councillor O'Hare, it was agreed to note the minutes. Item 13, management accounts, quarter 2, 25-26. On the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, it was agreed to note the quarter 2, 25-26 management accounts. Item 14, minutes of SFWG meeting held on the 4th of November. On the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, it was agreed to note the minutes. And item 15, letter from the Department of Communities. On the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, it was agreed to note the correspondence. Okay, so for noting then, item 16 is the officer report on correspondence from the Consulate General of the United States of America, dated to June the 25th, 2025. So Councillor Riley, were you wanting to come in on that item?
Yeah, thanks, Una. Apologies for not being in the chamber. I've been dosed with a cold all the week. But I thought that was a really interesting letter from the consulate. And rather than maybe just give a talk, would it be possible to do an audit of the council district just to see how many people from the district or their ancestors did go out there and play a role in the formation of the United States? I can think of Colonel H. Thompson from Kilkeel, who won the Congressional Medal of Honor and was a senator in the American government. And I remember the former councillor, Charlie Casey, telling me one time that I think his uncle was an admiral in the American Navy. So there's a lot of people from here went out there and done pretty well. And if we could do just a basic audit, even ask councillors and staff, you know, that would be very, very, I think you'd be surprised at what you could turn up and just put it into a document for our own interest. And if we're going to liaise with the consulate, I think it'd be very useful. Thank you.
Chair, can I just say that would be potentially an excessive resort for the council to do an audit of the district in relation to who is from or was involved or emigrated to America. But I will defer to our museum colleagues and see if there's anything that we have or can collect that would not require us to have significance.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect a deep dive in this. I'm talking about asking. There's 41 councillors. I'm sure they've all or maybe some of them had grottos. I'm just thinking, rather than keep it minimal, if we could, you know, have something to work on for the future with the consulate, I think it'd be very useful. But if we're referring it to the museum people, that's okay. Una, could I just say, former councillor Charlie Smith, a man with a great love of Newry, and he passed away there. He had a long life, but I think it would be appropriate if the council could send a letter to his family. He was a very, very active councillor for a number of years, was chairman of the old Newry and Mourne Council. I'd be grateful if that could be done.
That request is noted, Henry. Thank you. I suppose if any councillors do want to come forward with any information they have around American relatives in relation to this item, it would be welcomed then. Okay, thank you. So item 17 is attendance at the NI Amenity Council AGM. So, Sarah?
Just for nothing, really. It's been recommended by the party leaders.
And do we have members on this council? On the Amenity Council, I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So we don't need a proposer and seconder for these two then, or do we? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if we could just have a proposer and seconder for noting those two last items, please.
Proposed.
Seconded. Enough.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so that wraps us up for this evening then. So thanks, everybody, and stay at home to those in the chamber.